You're listening to The Strategic Minute, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. I'm Crystal DeStefano, President of Strategic Communications, LLC in Syracuse. As a small local business, it's important to build relationships within the local community. But as a small local business, there isn't always time to build and nurture individual relationships. Sending mass emails to the news media, government agencies, and community leaders has become the norm, yet it's one of the least effective ways to actually get through to real people. They know when they're receiving a mass distribution and often ignore it. Or maybe they don't know because it gets caught in their spam filter and they never even see it. Building relationships with key influencers requires having someone dedicated to constantly tracking information and cultivating the relationships. Take time to read news in your local community and the industries in which your organization does business. Get to know reporters through their stories, and then maintain a media contact list. You may want to get some help to find the right contact initially, but then pay attention to changes in the reporter's assignment topics and their positions within the outlet. Also, be diligent about investigating bounced emails and automated responses. They may point you in the direction of your next contact. It's equally as important to research and identify individuals at the appropriate local and state government agencies and community organizations who have the most direct connection with your organization. Watch the proposals, positions, news, and other information coming out of that office. Look for event schedules and attend a few of the meetings that impact your business. Strategically send a note of support or congratulations, and then, when it's appropriate, you can ask for a one-on-one meeting. Another easy method for tracking reporters, government staff, and other community leaders is to follow them on Twitter. Engage with them on the topics that they're sharing, even if only to favorite or retweet one of their posts. This gets you on their radar. When you spot an issue or a trend that could be addressed by your organization, reach out to that reporter, government agency staff member, or community leader to introduce yourself and share some helpful information without directly promoting your organization. You'll get your name in front of them and provide a bit of education that may develop into something larger in the future. The more personalized your communications are, the more attention they'll receive from any of these key influencers. Because electronic communications now dominate the way we speak to the world, having a dedicated individual communicating on your organization's behalf and adding a personal touch to an otherwise automated process will go a long way in making your communication stand out. Finally, touch base with your contacts in the media, government agencies, and community organizations, even when you're not making a pitch or request. Remember, be human, be helpful, and find the right balance between being persistent and being patient. Thanks for listening to The Strategic Minute, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. If you want to learn more about what we do at Strategic Communications, visit stratcomllc.com.